from the Rocky Mountains on the shores of the Great Salt Lake, just outside Magna, before you get to Tooele, it's Dr. Johnny Biscuit Presents with your host, Dr. Johnny Biscuit. Dr. Johnny is available for birthdays, bar mitzvahs, and grand openings. Dr. Johnny.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Dr. Johnny Biscuit Presents. Your problems will always be there waiting for you, right where you left them. No one's going to come and steal them from you. So escape with me for a few minutes into imagination. We are broadcasting here from the shores of the Great Salt Lake in Lantimer, Utah. Our second podcast. Very exciting. And we've got some big news. We got 5 downloads of our podcast last week. It's very humbling. I always said that when I got into doing this podcast, if I could touch even one person, then my work would be done. And somehow, beyond my wildest dreams, I touched 5 people last week. Unbelievable. And I still want to keep going. Thank you for your overwhelming support of our broadcast. Okay, let's go right to a letter that we received from one of our listeners. Dear Dr. Biscuit, we love listening to your podcast while we're out in the shed working on our outboard motor. The other night, my wife came out to the shed and started yelling at me, talking about how I never do nothing around the house and all I do is drink beer and hang out in the shed with my stupid friends working on my stupid fishing boat. Your podcast was on, and right in the middle of giving us the business, she stopped and said, "What are you listening to?" We said, "Dr. Johnny Biscuit Presents. You should listen. It's pretty dang good." And she did. You know what? She stopped yelling at us and a smile came over her face. Once your podcast ended, she even offered to go pick up the fuel stabilizer we needed. Later that night, she put on my favorite tube top and danced for all of us on the porch. Thank you, Dr. Johnny Biscuit Presents. You saved my marriage and even made it better. If anyone ever gives you any trouble, just let us know and we'll take care of it. Fans forever, Sprocket, Turner, and Pooch. Wow. Our special guest on the podcast today is Keone Kealoha, or Pops, one of the favorite sons of Lantimer and Volunteer Fire Department Chief. Pops is the owner of Big Brother and Sisters Hawaiian Tours and Food Cart. Pops says it's best to live life in paradise, and that if Hawaii is the paradise of the world, then Utah is the paradise of the U.S., and Lantimer is the paradise of Utah. Our special guest today is sponsored by Guinea McPigs Guinea Pig Emporium for competitive breeders and homestyle pig lovers. Make sure you're ready for this year's Lantimer Guinea Pig Cup and Festival. Register your pig for their Guinea Pig Gym with no contract and no payments for the first 3 workouts. Train that pig before it trains you. Guinea McPigs Guinea Pig Emporium. Life is best lived with a smile, so says today's guest, Keone Kealoha, and he's the owner-operator of Big Brother and Sisters Hawaiian Tours and Food Cart. Welcome, Pops.
Hey, how's that? Good to see. Oh, I can't see you. Oh, good to hear from you. Okay. Go ahead.
No, yeah. It's just good to talk to you. We a lot of times have experts on the show here, but we also like to invite people from the town so people can get to know our town and the people in it here. And you're one of the, I guess, famous people of this town because of your food cart and your tours, and also the fact that you're the volunteer fire chief. So
Mr. Biscuit, or can I call you Johnny? I'm the fire chief. You know, I always want to be a firefighter. So when I came here to Utah, it's good. It's good to be part of a wonderful place, man. I love this place. I've been here for a long, long time. That's why I'm like, "Hey, Pops!
Yeah?
What you gonna do today?" I said, "I'm just gonna hang out, play my ukulele, you know?" Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. Sure. Well, I go down to your food cart all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Parked out there in the parking lot next to the secondhand store.
Sissy was telling me you came by and I wasn't there. So I told him, "Hey, make sure you give him plenty. Give him plenty because that Johnny Biscuit already eat plenty." So, but not at that, everybody needs, you know, it's like life, like you should have, you know, live. Mm-hmm. A lot of plenty stuff. Plenty, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. You can talk to me, okay?
Oh, you're starting to sing? I mean, you just... Like to sing?
You know, just, you gotta have a song in your heart all the time, you know?
Oh.
So, anyways.
And you have your ukulele? Is that how you say it? The
Ukulele. Yeah, everybody goes, it's ukulele. No, it's ukulele. If
ukulele.
You're a local Polynesian guy, you love the ukulele. Ukulele is your friend, you know?
Uh-huh.
When you're happy, you know, when you're happy, hey, kalori! But if you said you, oh, no, my honey, she mad with me.
Oh, yeah.
This is your expression. This is your thing. The instrument to tell your life, but yeah, how you feel the day. But today I feel happy. Yeah. Woo! I feel good because today I'm off. Off from the fire department.
Off from the
fire department. Yeah, we had a big fire the other day.
Oh, you did?
Oh, a big fire because, you know, this one guy was cooking. He tried to do a big barbecue. And you love barbecue. I love barbecue, man. But he had it too close to the house, so... Yeah, it catch on fire. The house now burned, but the food. Oh, the bad thing, the food went burned.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother, I shed a tear when food is burned. Because food is sacred, you know.
I know you have some local dishes that you serve. Uh-huh. I've tried your poi. Well, I was in Hawaii, and I kept hearing people talk about pake lolo, I think was the name of the dish. Do you serve pake lolo?
It's pronounced pako. Paco Lolo.
Paco Lolo.
Yeah, Paco Lolo. Oh, can we talk about Lolo? I'll tell you the last part. That is a two-word thing.
Oh.
Two meaning.
Oh.
Lolo means crazy.
Crazy.
Stupid. Going out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Paco is...
Paco.
Weed.
I thought it was a food type.
Nah, you can eat them if you like. You like, you know, eat them. You know what? Then every day gonna be Christmas for you when you do that. You know right?
Like every day, happy.
From the Hawaiian happy. Christmas tree is what we call it.
Really? Tell me about some of the tours that you set up and take people on.
Yeah, you know, I really want to show everybody the happy side of you know, Hawaii. And every time you go to Hawaii. You get the tour guide says, okay, everybody, get on the bus, take your pictures. Not me. I set up one just for the people of Utah because this is the place where my heart is now. But my spirit of aloha is in Hawaii.
Mm.
So, you know, that sounds good, no? The spirit of aloha.
The spirit of aloha
The spirit of aloha comes from Utah. To come to go to Hawaii,
the spirit
the heart of
Utah comes from Utah to to Hawaii with the spirit of love.
It's all good. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Sounds good.
But anyway, so you know, I get discount. You know, if you don't call Kamaaina, so
if you what
Kamaaina means you native to the islands, but I like to twist that for Utahan people. You know, this is my native place now.
Yes.
So, Kamaaina rate for Utah. Kamaaina rate. Half price, bro.
Wow.
So, when you go to the tours are like, I show you the where I used to grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real Hawaii. Not, you know, and
not,
I get to see,
not the tourist Hawaii.
Yeah. And then, not only that, hey, you know, we like to eat, so we can stop over. I drive the whole bus. Everybody go crazy, but I drive to my Auntie Kaloha. Auntie Kaloha, she makes the best food in Hawaii. But I make the best in Utah because Auntie Kaloha not here. So anyways, then we eat and we talk story. And then, everybody, you know, we did not get my ukulele. Ooh, my ukulele. And then we talk and, you know, everybody has a good time. And Uncle Sylvester, he has a boat. So I pile everybody in the boat, you know, in the store. It's safe. We make sure everybody is wearing flotation devices.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take them out into the ocean, and then we go, you know, check out the fish, and, you know, then we go around, and my Uncle Sly, he sometimes to watch out that he likes that paka lo, or, you know, that dessert, that Hawaiian Christmas dessert too much, so sometimes you get lost, so don't worry, that's not going to be charged. If we stay out there too long, I'm not going to charge you double, okay? Then we bring you back, and I drive you back to your hotel. You know, Hawaii is love. You know, that's why I wanted to have this tour guide. So.
Share the love.
Yeah, Yeah, share the, hey, that's a good one. Come to my tours and share the, well, we call it aloha, but, you know, aloha can be used for anything, you know.
Oh, really? So,
share the love. Yeah, aloha means hello, goodbye, I love you, farewell. You mad, you say, hey, aloha, brah, you know, which can mean, you know, other word, you know. But
no, oh, really?
We don't try to say things in hate. You know, in anger, because we are a happy people.
So, that's why we love you, Pops.
You know, let me tell you the secret, okay? It's not really a secret, but I like Michael sound real mysterious.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because it makes caption. It's the way you say it, okay? You know, aloha, you can say, eh, aloha, but you get aloha. Or you tell your wife, hey, aloha. You know, you watch out because things can happen.
Okay.
You know, or even you just say a shy way, aloha. Depends how you say it.
Okay.
How you feel. You feel happy, say happy. You feel mad, I try to tell you, no. If you're mad, not say anything. Because aloha is a good word. You know? But if you hear me say, hey, bye, that means I'm angry. I stay angry. But if you come and eat, now eat is good. Eat is good. I heard one of your sponsors was saying about sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I like sleep too. You know, I like sleep. I like eat, sleep, play the ukulele. You know, the ukulele. Yeah, kahala, hey, malaka, wazi. Good fun talk to you, you know. Yeah, I know I talk story, but let me tell you one more. The reason why I came to Utah is because I used to play football. Not so good. No, okay. Hey! Wait. I told you, get away from my... Okay, get away from there. Yeah, you. Okay. Aloha! Oh, I'm sorry.
Were you yelling at somebody there?
No, there is one... There is one kid. I don't know. He's not so good in the head. I don't know. He look at me. I cannot tell because you know how they get that one eye. No. The one I know even follow you. See, lazy is what they call them. You know, I don't like lazy. I mean, you know, when I relax, it's not lazy. It's fun. It's relaxed. I work hard. Time for relax. But he come over here. He's trying like to play around with my what's called garden over there. And I tell him, no. So I play football, but I want to try out the one of the universities. Mm-hmm. No, I can't do it, man. Yeah, the guys down here is bigger. Just as big as guys in Hawaii. Yeah, I'm not that big, you know. I'm kind of small. Half this, half that, half all mixed kind.
Oh, yeah.
So then, but then I found out they told me, they said, hey, you know, why don't you try to be help people? I go, well, how going to do that? So I ended up going to the fire academy.
Mm.
And then that's how I didn't make it through the fire academy, but I learned a lot.
You didn't make it through the fire academy?
No, that's a long story, but anyways, they need a volunteer leader, you know, and guys like me, you know, we hang out at down the Stick and Span. You went down there. They don't have that much good food, but you know, I go down there visit, you know, talk to Bobby. Bobby's down there, you know, he's a good friend of me. But anyway, so I volunteer to be the chief. Hey, you know, I was a supervisor for 7-Eleven, so I know how to work teams, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a little different. I mean, we have had 5 houses burned down this year.
But it's not, you know, we try hard, you know. We got, you know, dirt on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Lost cause, you know, that's part of the job, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta happen. So. Yeah, but that's okay because I told Sissy, go bring down the lunch wagon, feed all the family, you know, that was birth. So things aren't all that bad. I think you're staying down that one.
If your house burns down, that's pretty bad.
They can stay with me if you'd like, you know. You know.
Yeah, well, that's,
stay with me. That's a place.
Nice of you. But
yeah.
We have some questions sent in from listeners. We posted that you would be on the podcast. Shave My Ice 304 says, if it rains during one of your tours in Hawaii, do people get their money back or how is that handled?
Oh, that's the best thing. I keep telling people, when it rains in Hawaii, Let me tell you, it's different from Utah. I know Utah is, oh, it's raining, it's cold, it's cold. No, in Hawaii, rain is the kiss of tears from heaven. But yeah, the rain comes, it's warm. It's like taking a warm shower. You know, we're not going to stop any rain. Yeah. Oh. You know, okay. I recommend you come with only shorts and t-shirt, you know.
Oh.
You ladies come with what you like. It's the kiss of tears coming down from heaven. Refund? I tell you what, no refund. I throw in a couple of free plate lunches.
Oh.
With drinks. Oh, that's a bargain, man. With drinks. Usually I charge for drinks, but no.
Yeah.
I hope that answered that question.
Yes. Got another question for you.
Yeah.
Can Sculpt Cat says, can you explain why my husband seems to like hula so much? He doesn't seem to like the modern dance that I love, but I can't pry him away from hula dancers. What gives?
You know, hula is such a sacred dance. It's a dance to make things grow, make things happy, make things, make you happy. Maybe your husband needs to not look stare so hard, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. This question is from Don't You Know It? And it says, it sounds like you speak English, but I can't understand what you're saying half the time. Are you speaking Klingon, or what language is that called?
Oh wow, man. Okay. This is the language of what we call Pidgin English. It's not Pidgin like the kuru 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 kuru, you know, that little bird.
Mm-hmm.
It's slang talking.
Hmm.
But at the same time, a combination of all the languages and stuff from the other people. Anyways, it's not its own language. It's really good. You know, if you learn them, it's Ono. Oh, that's our word for you. Tell the people out there, Ono. Ono means good. Ooh, like it says, it's Ono. That means it's delicious. Oh, it's Ono delicious. You can add that, you know, to combination. Ono delicious. It's saying good, delicious. Hey, it's just life is good. That's all you need. So, Ono, everything's Ono. Now, you got to watch out, okay? And don't say that to a... If you're married, it's like this guy with the hula, don't say what your wife did, especially. Oh, that girl looks Ono. Because, Ono, you're going to be in trouble. You know what I mean? Ono, Ono.
Right, right. So, like, maybe I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Somebody just rode by on a bicycle and you recognized that it was your cousin.
Okay, I go talk to him, okay? I go say something to him.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like this. Hey, brother, where you going over there? You going to take the car here? How come you get the bike? It's your bike. Hey, cuz, that's the way it is, you know? Okay, aloha, I go talk to you later. Okay, shaka. Pow means finish, done.
Yes.
I pow. That pow like punch, you know, like Batman, pow. No. Pow means, okay, we pow. Or like when you argue with your wife, you know, I mean, you're having this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion with your wife, you know, and it's heated. You say, okay, I pow already. Because we are all happy.
Okay. Let me ask you some things. I mean, you live the happy life, the life with the smile. How do you handle, how do you be happy when you've got a difficult situation?
Utah has wonderful hills and valleys, like life, you know, hills and valleys in life.
Mm-hmm.
The people, I like them, man. They, you know, let me tell you this, okay? Because of this, sometimes I get sick on purpose, okay?
Right.
But my neighbors, when I was sick last time because of the fire, you know, I get
cough. Yeah. Right.
He said, oh, you're sick. You're sick, Pop. Let us bring some baked goods, you know. Or my wife made some biscuits or something like that. Let me bring it over to you. So maybe help you feel better. Hey, man, they start bringing food over. Say, hey, your pops sick. Oh, you know. Everybody start bringing food. I'm like, this is okay. So the bad thing is that I make believe, you know. I like to say I'm sorry to all the people out there, but the last time when I said I broke my leg, I never broke them. But thank you for all the food you brought over to my family, and we appreciate it. Thank you. Mahalo. Thank you for bringing that.
I've got my little... just my little uke here.
Oh, you got your ukulele?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have yours?
Yeah, I get mine. Oh, yeah, every time, man.
Well, maybe we can play a song together.
Okay, wait. Here we go.
Okay.
Opening fret.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. You know what? I tried to sing like...
What? Why do we have to sing like that? Why do we have to sing so high?
Oh, is it? You know what? I wonder because I wait. No, maybe let's try this. Okay. Sound like a funeral.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, so let's go back to high. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a passionate kind chord.
Uh-oh.
I learned that from, you know, my Latino friend down the way. He said, this is how you play.
Oh, kind of mix them together there. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we all people, we come together, you know, and we mix. It's like a mixed plate lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, you go have them, get all kinds. Like I say, you get two rice, scoop rice.
Mm-hmm.
You get macaroni salad and whatever combination you like, you know. Peri beef. Oh, sorry, I kick into advertising mode.
No,
I'm sorry,
do it. Tell us what you have there at the plate lunch. You get, okay. What do you get?
We get the big kahuna. I crack up because, you know, kahuna means actually priest,
mm-hmm.
you know, a holy man. But mm-hmm. everybody like to, hey, dude, you're going to get the big kahuna. So the big kahuna is one of our sellers.
Mm-hmm.
The big kahuna, you get two scoops of rice, and then you get a macaroni salad, which is good because Sissy, she makes the best. What we say? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay? You know, the kind. Okay. And then you get that hamburger, and then you got one fried egg on top, and then you put gravy with cheese. You can ask no cheese or cheese on the side. And then you get one hot dog, split the hot dog in half, put on the side. Hot dog, you can put, no put relish, man. You're not at a baseball park, no put. Then on top, you put strips of Spam. Oh, brah, Spam. I love Spam. Spam is what? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then with that, you put some kimchi. Hey, one time I had a Korean girlfriend.
Hey, okay.
She made the best kimchi.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah. So you have that.
Okay, so you're saying rice. you have a hamburger with a fried egg on top of it.
Yeah.
A split hot dog on the side.
Yeah.
Strips
No relish.
Okay. Strips of Spam with kimchi.
Gravy.
Brown gravy. Okay.
Brown gravy. And all that now. Because the kahuna, and you get a kamaaina rate. If you say, come eat, then you get that half price.
Oh.
Half price bar.
I have to tell you, that doesn't sound good.
No.
Hamburger, hot dog.
Yeah. Oh,
kimchi. And egg.
Okay, but
gravy.
Okay.
And Spam.
Like, regular hot dog.
Yeah, like regular hot dog.
Plenty guys from the university come down, you know.
I'm sure.
From the football guys, and they eat that. Hey, that's the power.
The power.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, the power, man. Or what we call the aina.
The aina. Yeah.
Aina means the land, the foundation. Mm. It's not a Hawaiian word. And the guys, you know, they come. It's why they win football games, man.
Oh, by having the big kahuna.
Aina, power. The eat power. The big kahuna and get the aina and the power. Oh, you can say, you eat the big kahuna, get the aina, the power. They eat the big kahuna and the aina, the power. Whew! I know people going to bring their kikis.
Their what?
The kikis. Kikis is the little ones, the little people.
Okay.
Children, if they come, we got one we call the aloha. You get them, you get french fries. You can eat and have, hot dog again. But this time, no gravy. Hot dog, little hot dog, and then, hamburger, one patty, small patty. And we put them on bread. We don't put them on buns. You know why? It's too expensive. It's like the way my mom used to make. So instead of buns, you get bread.
Okay.
One slice bread, roll them up. You squeeze them, make them. Okay. It's going to be called, when you see it, ask for it by the name of Little Alohas.
Little Alohas.
Yeah. Little Loves.
Little Loves.
Little Alohas. Oh, also you get a prize. I put in my prize. I don't know what I'm going to find, but I get a prize. I'll put them inside.
Pops, can you give us some tips from the fire department as far as tell us what kind of things we should be doing to keep ourselves safe?
Okay, I know a lot of you guys this time of the year like to play fireworks, but understand when you light the fuse, no hang on to it.
Good tip.
Light the fuse and throw them.
Throw
means pigeon for throw it.
Oh, okay.
Do not hold it.
Okay, good tip.
Throw it, don't hold it. And don't play with matches. It's the only toy you get. Make sure you get adult supervision.
Okay, so supervise your children when they're playing with matches.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Another thing is this. Make sure you get water, water next to you.
Water?
You understand, water.
Yeah, okay,
that's it. So in case, like the last time, Sonny Boy, my son, he's not too good in the head, but he wouldn't try and light and never throw. Light, no hold, the throw. Okay, I tell him that every year. So hang on, and what happened, the spark got on him, and the spark would start his clothes on fire. But he got a cool scar, on his chest. Looked just like the island of Hawaii, and a little bit like the smaller islands. But he get that one burn mark, so he's okay. And one last thing, be happy when you make it. Make scared. The thing go off, and run and go see your mother. No, be happy. It's like a celebration,
Well, it's been great having you on the program today, Pops.
Thanks, sir. Can I say, Mr. Biscuit,
yeah.
Respect to you, Utah is a perfect place. Basically, everybody's happy, it's always happy. And we should kakua, which kakua, another one word, means to
help.
Each other. When the guy is down, give him some kakua. Give him kakua in your mind and your heart and help him out. And plus, never forget, Big brother and sister tours and stuff like that.
Get the food.
Yeah, get a taste of aloha. Woohoo! Hey, mahakula lawea. Ela huna. Aloha to the people. It's a song I'm trying to work. It's going to work.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Okay, there's aloha behind
it. It's been very good having you today. That's Keani Kealoha, Pops for short, from Big Brother and Sisters Tours and Plate Lunch, joining us here today. Thank you, Pops.
Okay, no problem. Aloha, Hey, remember, have love in your heart every day.
Well, that about wraps up our show for today. We'd like to thank our sponsors who make this all possible. Josie's Sleep It Off Mattress. We've all heard that sleep is what we need. There's nothing better for what ails you than a good sleep. Next time you find yourself barely able to stand it, sleep it off on a Josie's Sleep It Off Mattress. Guinea McPig's Guinea Pig Emporium for competitive breeders and homestyle pig lovers. Make sure you're ready for this year's Leantimer Guinea Pig Cup and Festival. Register your pig for their Guinea Pig Gym with no contract and no payments for the first 3 workouts. Train that pig before it trains you. Guinea McPig's Guinea Pig Emporium.
This has been the Dr. Johnny Biscuit Presents podcast. We appreciate you choosing Dr. Johnny Biscuit Presents. Dr. Johnny's comments do not reflect the views or the opinions of this podcast or its guests and are meant for entertainment purposes only. Dr. Johnny Biscuit is not a real doctor. Johnny Biscuit is available for booking. Go to johnnybiscuit.com for information and details. This podcast is posted weekly on Wednesday. Our announcer is voiced by Frank Frederick.